It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock. It's a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to the program. Delighted to have you here. A little on the cloudy side now. It's going to clear up and be a beautiful weekend. As we do each and every Friday, we are delighted to welcome the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, in with us this morning. A very good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. And I have some fabulous people here today.
I have had him in studio before. I have yet to meet Monica until this morning. Delighted to have met her. Andrew Myers and Monica in studio with us today. Good morning, both of you. How are you?
Good morning.
It's great to see you.
You too.
Andrew, it's great to see you again, as always.
My pleasure.
One of the fantastic artists that we claim here in town as one of ours, the inventor of screw art. And I didn't want to ask you this because I'm kind of afraid to always ask an artist, what are you working on now? But you do have stuff going on, and the most important thing going on is the opening of a new gallery.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily want to call it a gallery.
Okay.
I want to get away from that. I don't want to use the word pretentiousness either, but I want people to feel like they can walk into this space and it's more of an experience that we're creating.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
And it's not just my artwork. I'm showing a bunch of artists from the East Coast, just artwork in Laguna that has never been seen.
Okay.
So it's a very exciting time for me.
So you bring up a really interesting point, and you don't want to use pretentious as the word for gallery, but gallery is kind of a coverall word that really kind of might turn some people off, right? And you're looking for more of a personal one-on-one experience so people can experience the art with the artist.
Right. So, I mean, there's this sense, even for me, when I walk into a gallery and I want to look at some artwork, of like you're doing something wrong.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
And if you don't buy something, like you shouldn't be in there. Like if you can't afford it, you shouldn't even look at it.
Right.
And that's never been me. It's like I do artwork for everyone to look at, and right. I want everyone to come into this space and just feel like they're absolutely invited to look around and see what we've put together.
Okay. I want to talk about the absolute precision of your artwork that it just fascinates me. I love your artwork because of its precision. But what turns you on? You're going to introduce us to some back East artists that no one has seen or out here that we don't get to experience. What turns you on about these artists?
Precision.
Okay.
So I've got a glass blower from the East Coast who is doing these... they look like balloon animals, but it's what he does with blown glass is unbelievable.
Wow.
I can't wait for people to see it. And right. I've never been a glass guy.
Right.
But this guy, I look at his work and I'm like, it's fantastic.
Right. You ever given it a shot? Have you ever even tried? Never even tried.
Never even tried.
Okay.
And I've been down to John Barber's studio a few times.
Right.
Watched him do it, but I've never given it a shot.
Right. And earlier in the lobby, we were talking numbers.
Right.
You're a numbers guy.
Numbers
are very important to you, and clearly that works into your art, doesn't it?
So it's all mathematics,
right,
really.
Right.
And I tell my son all the time, I don't care if you get a B in anything else, but in math, you better get an A. it's really the key to the universe.
Numbers are. Yeah. Tell us about the space that you're intending to, where is it? When can we get there? How close are you to finishing?
So the opening is May 13th.
Okay.
Which is a week from
tomorrow.
Wow.
That's a little butterflies in the stomach, maybe?
It's the last few months have been intense,
okay.
To say the least.
Yeah.
As far as the space goes, it's amazing how much work goes into just creating an empty space that's clean enough to show artwork.
Oh.
So we're talking about, redid the walls, the ceilings, the floors,
right.
Just to get to that empty space. Because, you know, being a perfectionist in my artwork,
right.
I needed the space to be perfect.
Right.
So that pursuit right there, dealing with contractors and, you know, all those fun things has been quite interesting.
Right.
But we finally got there and we're getting the artwork in now and just creating this environment that is... the feeling for me walking in, it's exactly what I had envisioned.
Okay.
And just to see it come together, it's... So let me explain this. The space is called Andrew Myers Art.
Right.
And it's not because it's just my art. It's because the art is basically the whole package.
Right.
It's the space, but it's my friendships. It's how I live my life. It's, it's the whole branding of it.
Right.
So... Yeah, I'm just excited.
You have literally poured your soul into this space.
Yes, I have. I've put every egg into the same basket.
Right.
But I've been doing this my whole life.
Right.
Earlier, you and I were talking about retirement funds.
Right.
But who's planning on retiring?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Carry me out of the studio, man. Is that, that's my deal. You mentioned you have a son.
I do.
Okay. Are you? Is he artistically inclined?
You know, I don't put any pressure on him.
Except for math.
Except, well,
right.
You got me. Yep, except for math. Well, yeah. No, I.
But do you see? Are there times where he's just like, you know, doing sketching alone or doing something?
Yes.
Where you go, oh yeah, he's got skills.
He's got skills for sure.
Okay.
It's a tricky thing. I would never want him to feel like he has to compete with me if he ever wanted to be in the arts.
Right.
So I just let him be who he is and do his thing, and that's it. We'll see what develops.
All right.
Well, he actually has a product in the store.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, let's hear about the product in the store.
Well, Andrew, in the art space, has made belt buckles.
Right.
Very unique, one-of-a-kind belt buckles, and he asked Crosby to make a few, and they came out stunning.
Yeah, he blew me away.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So what I'm doing for him is basically he gets to work on these belt buckles. When they sell, it goes into his college fund. And, put him to work a little bit. But, no expectations.
Can I tell you how much I love the name Crosby?
Isn't it cool?
I absolutely love that name.
I've never met another one.
No, nor have I. And it's a beautifully unique and perfect name, man. I love that. Good job. Was that all you?
Oh, well, me and his mom
okay.
at the time.
Yeah. It was like a 50-50 decision, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck, Crosby, in whatever you choose to do.
Thank you.
And I'm sure no matter what, he'll be good at math.
Yes, he will. He better be.
So a particular, and again, the entire world loves your screw art. You know, we've seen many examples. You and I spoke about it the last time you were here. Are you working on anything that we could...
You're going to have to come down to the space. I'm doing some pieces with some floating brushes that create an image.
Right.
And acrylic cubes that create an image.
Right.
Come down to the space and check it out. There's quite a lot going on.
I want to let our audience in on how much fun it is to just have a conversation with you, even if it's off air. We talked about the address for a place you were looking at,
right.
The address of the place you currently have.
Right.
Tell us the significance of those two locations and tell us that story, please.
So I was standing on Ocean Avenue and I realized this space that I'm creating now is something I've thought about for years, and I was going to do it on Ocean Avenue, and the address was 224 Ocean. It's the old laundromat.
Right, right.
And when I realized I had leased this new space on Forest, I realized it was the exact same address, 224. And I always liked that number because, you know, it adds up to 8,
right.
It's infinity, and just the way those numbers correlate is
right.
A really beautiful thing to me. And then I realized, okay, so now I'm at 224 Forest,
right.
And I've always been more of a forest person than an ocean person. Even though I live at the beach, I just love the forest. So it was just, I use the word serendipitous.
It really is.
That's
a warm story for me. That makes me feel so good. Because I'm not a numbers guy. But I can do math in my head. Are you a math in your head kind of guy?
Yeah, I live in math.
Yeah, see? So Anne Marie, for instance, my partner, majored in math. She has a degree in math, and she did that whole theoretical algebra crap that I have no idea about and whatever. But I'm the one that has to figure out the math in my head. For some reason, you know, I'm the one that knows the 15 or 20 or 25% of a check thing, you know, but you can do that right away,
yes.
Right? No problem. No. Okay. It's 224 Forest,
mm-hmm.
May 13th is when we're looking at opening.
Yep. Six to nine.
And
everyone's invited.
All right.
And we're looking at a block party.
All right. Basically. Are we going to have music there?
No.
Okay.
Well, we've got a little surprise that night.
Okay.
But as far as music at the opening, there are going to be so many people.
Right.
In fact, we won't even be serving alcohol because we don't want people, leaving their empty wine glasses on the counters.
Right, okay.
But we are teaming up with Brussels Bistro next door.
Right.
And their outside patio, they're going to turn into a bar for us, basically.
I love
Perfect.
That. I absolutely love that. And you mentioned a clean space a little while ago.
Right.
Does a clean space have to be white walls everywhere?
So that's the other thing, this whole idea of a white wall gallery. Yes, right. The walls are white,
okay.
But it's a very warm white.
Okay.
And, you know, we've mixed very modern art with a bunch of vintage antique furniture.
Right.
We've created, it's all about environments.
Okay.
So we've created these little environments that you get to walk through. So again, you'll have to come check it out.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm marking it down. May 13th, I'm marking it down myself. One final question. The precision in these artists that you like from back east. Just give me a little more on that. You got me really curious because I don't know a more precise artist than you and the work that you do. So,
okay. So we're carrying the top knife maker in the world.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I'm done. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Pocket knives, kitchen knives, Damascus steel, like incredibly crafted.
Right.
And they're not all East Coast artists. There are a few of my friends here from town that I'm representing as well.
Okay.
But everyone's got something in there.
All right. You know what? I love to consider myself a chef. I cook at home. Yep. Knives are the most important thing. I swear you have no idea how much I love a really good knife.
These are amazing.
All right. I can't wait. I can't wait. Andrew Myers, before I let you go, I'm going to turn to Aaron Slattery.
I didn't have this previous conversation with Andrew Myers. Right. So, and I don't know how many people were actually there for this previous conversation, but I don't know anything about you except this wonderful screw art. What inspired you to do the screw part of it?
So I'm always looking at being unique. That's what I realize will separate me from everyone else. And I just want to be different. So I'm always thinking, what can I do that hasn't been done? And my brain never stops. And I just happened to be in my studio one day, saw a bunch of screws, and I thought, if I put them close enough together, I can shape them. And it started as a sculpture. Then I finished the sculpture and realized I had to paint on top of it to recreate the image. And it's all been a journey. It always
is.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm so looking forward to coming into the space. And we're actually going to be doing a ribbon cutting with you on June 1st. Which is Absolutely. Also the first Thursday art walk in June. So we're very excited to partner with you with that. So we look forward to seeing everybody at the grand opening and at the ribbon cutting.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. We're starting off strong with you guys, and we're not going to let it go away. We're going to keep going. So, yes, the Chamber of Commerce has lots of ribbon cuttings coming up, as always. We just had a fabulous one at Mercado Laguna last night.
How did that go?
It was a party. Oh, my gosh. Summer Trango, she has not only this wonderful space, which is a gourmet grocery store, but she has Summer's Table, which is like a catering food company, and they had tacos. They were so yummy. Oh my gosh, the chef had made this fabulous fresh salsa.
Right.
So good. I was just like, oh my gosh, I was in love with it.
I would have worn rubber pockets so I could steal some of the salsa and take it home with me.
And then, of course, this next Thursday, we have Yummy Dogs. So even more fabulous food coming our way. And then the following Thursday on May 18th, we get to work it off at the new Laguna Bar.
Nice.
So we have a ballet bar exercise program new in Laguna Beach. I'm so excited because, of course, ballerinas have not only strength, but endurance and flexibility. So the best exercise program.
Very cool.
And let's see what
else. I can't seem to get my leg up on that wooden thing. I have a tough time with that. Yeah, yeah. The ballet bar.
Gosh. And of course, we have the golf tournament coming up.
Yes. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Our silent auction is live. Excellent. So you can participate in that. Lots of great things on the silent auction. We've actually got some bidding wars starting on some fabulous items, so check them out.
Digging it.
And let's see, the promenade workshop. So that is on Wednesday, May 17th. So anybody that is interested in participating and giving your input on what we would like to see on our promenade, please come on down to the Susie Q, and that is 6:30 to 8:30 on Wednesday, May 17th. I think that's going to be a very important meeting for all of us to attend.
I had Mayor Whalen on yesterday, as we do each and every Thursday. And yeah, it is going to be a very important meeting. And, you know, if you don't go and you don't take part, then you can't complain about anything afterwards, you know? So, and I want to talk to Monica for a second. You're from the Bronx.
Yes.
Yeah, we have this kind of maybe the same neighborhood thing. I'm from like the Crotona Park area of the Bronx. And we mentioned the hot dogs earlier. Have you tasted a West Coast hot dog that can compare to what we used to eat in the Bronx?
Well, probably not allowed to say this because my brother would be really mad at me because he's a former police officer in Los Angeles. But right. The vendors after the concerts right outside.
Yes. Oh, yes. There you go. Yeah.
They're completely contaminated, but they're delicious.
Yeah, I'll take sauerkraut and hair, please. Yeah. Yeah, all right, okay. But you know what? After a concert, you know, you'll digest just about anything, man. Yeah, I get it. I've been there. And is any spots available for the golf, by the way, Aaron?
Yes. I think we still have a few spots. And, you know, you can sign up as a single, too.
Okay.
We have a few singles, so I need actually some more singles to make a foursome.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then let's see, what else do I want to make sure everybody knows? Pageant of the Masters. We have our locals night on July 5th, and that is the final dress rehearsal. It's our opportunity to go in, check it out so that we can rave about it to all our friends and family and help the pageant sell out the rest of their tickets for the summer. Right. We also have this month, our, meet and greet is at Rum Social.
Okay.
So that's going to be really fun. That is on Wednesday, May 24th at 5:30. And when we did their ribbon cutting, oh my gosh, it was so yummy. I've been back there several times since then. And it's a great restaurant. And we do also have our coffee with a board member at our office. So stop on by, check out our space under the library. That's Thursday, May 25th at 9 o'clock at our office on Glenary.
Excellent. And one final question for Andrew. So as creative as you are and as magnificent as that mind is that constantly works, could you be an actor in the Pageant of the Masters and just stand there?
Absolutely not. There's no way. I tried sitting for when I went to LCAD.
Right.
I had to sit there for a portrait once. It was 4 hours, longest 4 hours of my life.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I counted every second.
I would have predicted that. Had I bet on you, man, I would have won right there. Yeah, I predicted that. Andrew Myers, thank you so much. Monica, thank you so very much for coming in along. And as always, Aaron Slattery, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll look forward to talking to you again. I can't wait. May 13th is the opening. It's 224 Forest. And we'll look forward to seeing you.
Sounds good.
All right, it's the Mornings with Ed Show, 821 The Time.